Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 3rd, 2022. Everything is included in the Creator. Know that there is not an essence of a single being in the world, both the ones perceived by our senses and the ones perceived by our mind's eye, that is not included in the Creator. Baha'u'llah, The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Chapter 1, Inner Observation, Item 1. The Creator is a general force that includes everything. Not only what we see, but in general everything that happens, is located, or exists anywhere, everything, is included in the Creator. Question: if the Creator is a quality of bestowal and a quality of unity and our world is egoistic, why is our world still included in Him? How can we understand this? Answer: it is because we perceive it incorrectly. Question: is the evil that we see in the world in the Creator, or do we perceive it this way? Answer: this is our perception. In fact, there is no evil in the world at all. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, October 16, 2022. Intention changes life. Question: how can you put something into a connection that could affect an ordinary person? Answer: I must invest an altruistic intention in my work and in everything I do. I want people to feel that their salvation is in the connection between them, because we find a special upper force of nature in it that can do for us all the best that we wish. In any aspect: health, family, education, upbringing, mood, social relations, peace, and security, in whatever we want. This is lifelike in paradise. Even more than in paradise. Because from our world we move into a spiritual state without any sense of death, even a physical one. We simply rise to the next level. Just like I do not feel inanimate matter in my body or even vegetative matter. I cut my nails and hair and do not feel any loss. In the same way, I am gradually losing the feeling of the animate level, once I rise to the next level into the correct relationship between people by creating this level in the connection between us, and living in it. I begin to feel myself only at the level of human and come to the state of eternal perfect existence. This is what we must come to. Comment: but you say, if a person himself does not want to make internal changes, you can invest whatever you want in him, but it will not affect him in any way. My response: no, under the influence of society he will want to change, because we are a consequence of society. You cannot do anything about that. If society is permeated with this idea, then a person inevitably agrees with it and acts in the same direction. Question: when you communicate with someone or give lessons, how do you influence that audience or that person you are in contact with so that it changes him? Answer: I just act out of myself. Since I am the bearer of this idea, a person who communicates with me through my materials in any kind of media becomes infected with it, and gradually it begins to work inside of him. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Invest a part of yourself, August 30th, 2013. How to revive a marriage. Comment: when a man and a woman start a family, it's like a fire is burning inside them. But over time every couple begins to cool down. My response: then the same fire burns them. This is a normal feeling of nature, because plus and minus together gradually destroy each other. The light bulb burns out, the resistance of the tungsten filament, like any conductor connecting opposite qualities, gradually breaks down. A man and a woman are two opposite objects of creation. Naturally, over time they get tired of correctly complementing each other. The resistance, which is their desire to please each other, disappears. I do not want to please her and she does not want to please me. We become habituated, tired, and ordinary. And then everything disappears. This means that it is necessary to make sure that there is a need for a constant correct connection between each other in their relationship, addition and annulment of oneself relative to the other. But when can it happen? It happens if our connection leads us to something higher. And what could be higher in our world? I'd rather get divorced, it'll be easier for me. Why would I bother with that at all? I will have other women, a different environment, I will live and everything will be fine. And her, too. People get divorced very simply. If thanks to our common connection we reach highest level, eternal life, such a pleasure that we will not find together on earth, then it is worth for us to tolerate each other, not even tolerate, but already appreciate. Therefore the institution of marriage, which is now being deliberately destroyed, can be restored only with the manifestation of the upper goal. People will have to be given an explanation that we are returning to it for a reason. This is like any bad trait in a person, one must completely eradicate it and then in some way bring back a little in the correct realization. It's the same here. The institution of marriage will be eradicated and humanity is already heading for extinction. And then it is realized, why do we need this? To achieve the upper goal, to create couples again, to live and breed. From CabTVs I got a call. How to revive a marriage. September 7th, 2013. The mission of the Kabbalists of the last generation. Comment: if you look at what is happening, then at this stage you have done much more than the Kabbalists of the past during their time. My response: I have done a lot at this stage, but at a low level. Kabbalists of the past made massive corrections in the spiritual world and prepared it for manifestation in our world. I, however, do more work from below upward. I prepare this world so that it is more or less ready in its form and aspiration for contact with the upper world. That is, their work was based on pulling the spiritual source down from above, and my job is to lift a group of people to their source and create this contact. I work from below upward. This is my mission. From CabTVs I got a call. Kabbalists of the last generation, September 15th, 2013. When desires of another person are more important than your own. Question: how can you put a spiritual component into media products in a way that could affect a person? Answer: it depends on the intentions. Nothing else. Spirituality means intention. Corporeality means desire. Desire is permanent and meant only to fulfill itself. Inanimate, vegetative, and animal matter, which include man as the highest stage of the development of animate matter with his egoism, his consciousness, and his possibilities, all this constitutes a desire to fill oneself. And if we add to this desire the intention to use it not in its natural form for itself, but in a completely different form for the sake of others, then this is already spirituality. But it is impossible to do and even impossible to want. It is possible only if we perform certain actions that draw the upper light, which replaces the egoistic intention in us, to grab everything for ourselves with the altruistic intention to use ourselves for the sake of others, where the desire and the states of another person are more important to me than my own ones. This cannot be done by any forces or methods other than the method of integral education or the method of Kabbalah, which is one and the same. It is just two levels. For people who do not experience this aspiration, the method is called integral education, and for people who feel certain craving for this, it is called the method of Kabbalah or the method of correction. From CabTVs I got a call. Invest a part of yourself. August 24, 2013. The opportunity to gain free will. Question: in theory, the Creator created creation and gave it a sense of free will. How is it even possible to give a person a quality that supposedly gives independence, but at the same time the choice of decisions and freedom of will as though they are not programmed? Answer: this quality is created by a person gradually. It doesn't really exist in nature. When a person begins to work on himself to get out of himself into others, then he has the opportunity of free will. In fact, this is freedom not in the sense of do whatever you want, but freedom from your egoism. This is not the freedom of being between egoism and altruism, love and hate, no. It is the freedom to be in love, in giving. In our understanding, freedom means that I will do what I want. There is no freedom in this. From CabTV's I Got a Call. See What Doesn't Exist, August 30th, 2013. Michael Lateman, on Quora, why is the world deteriorating? The world is starting to understand where it is. We are starting to agree with the fact that the future will be no better than it is today, and the next generation will be far worse off than we are. We have passed our peak period of corporeal progress, and we are currently in a withdrawal period with nothing good waiting for us, in the future. We will thus bear witness to more and more negative phenomena across the board, such as rising depression, loneliness, anxiety, stress, drug abuse, suicide rates and a general atmosphere of despair. Today, it has become more and more commonplace to look at our children and think, what a shame that they were born. Look at the kind of world they're growing up into. What kind of world are we leaving for them? We thus need to learn what lies ahead for us, and to do so very quickly. Kabbalists wrote about the major transition period our world has entered a long time ago, and described the comprehensive solution for how we can improve our lives, a method for positively connecting with each other above our growing egoistic and divisive drives. Therefore, the world is deteriorating in order to show us that the current way we live our lives, in increasing inner detachment from one another, leads us to nothing good, and that changing direction to a positive course depends solely on breaking down the walls between us. By connecting to each other, we will discover a better future. Based on the video Why the World is Deteriorating with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman.